The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Glad you are listening to Atlanta's number one sports station. It's number one sports show, Dukes and Bell. Hope you're having a great day. Max Fried is a Yankee. Don't hold it against him. Mike said it. You get one opportunity to really get your bag in Major League Baseball. Now, if you're young enough, all right, and you have opt-outs like, I don't know, Juan Soto, man, right. You've got a chance in 3 or 4 or 5 years, Mike, to get another one of these $300 or $400 or $500 million deals, potentially, if you're playing up to it. But for Max Fried, he had been waiting and waiting and waiting, and the Braves never really went there. But 8 years, and I just tweeted this out, that was never happening here. Guys, remember, they didn't want to give Freddie Freeman six.
Right.
Okay.
Term has always been the big bugaboo, and I understand that. And I think 8 years for a guy who at age 30 has only won 73 games in his career. It's crazy when you go back and you look at the numbers.
It is.
Now, again, the metrics for baseball have completely changed. We get that. It's more about quality starts. And he's had 30 starts in 2022, and then the last 2 years, 43 starts combined. So that was the concern that you and I had with some of these lingering injuries or things that would just seem to crop up at the worst possible time. But again, just like Tom Glavine on the bump in 95, he's the guy you're always going to remember was on the bump that night in Houston when you brought home the bacon, right?
No doubt. Cannot and will forever be grateful of what he was able to do that season in 21. And when you needed it, when it matters most, this dude was money and against a very good Astros squad. So we know that championship is kind of what we're living on, Mike, and hanging our hat on. I want another one. I want to go get another one. But we got work to do, man. And this offseason, it feels like people, and it does, you know, other teams in the NL and obviously in the AL are doing things to improve their teams.
The best chance he had for the Cy Young was 22. It was Sandy Alcantara that won it for the Marlins that year with the crazy ERA and the strikeouts.
He's pretty good. Hey, man, we'd love to hear from you, 404-726-0929. We told you that Trey Young was speaking to the media. Now, they are headed, and they should be there by now, to New York. They play the Knicks tomorrow. This is, again, a part of the NBA Cup. If they win, this is the quarterfinals, which you had to qualify for in your group play. They will then head to Vegas. And Trey was asked, Mike, about being the villain in the NBA, but more importantly, you know,
at the Garden, for
yeah,
sure,
how people view him. And, you know, we've said this. We played the stuff from New York. I mean, you could be in any sporting event and blank Trae Young breaks out, right?
Right. I mean, it happens at Jets games. It happens at Yankee games. Like, we always joke around. Doesn't happen at Ranger games, but it does. He does definitely live rent-free in New York sports fans' minds.
All right, here's what he said about being the bad guy.
It's cool. I mean, I don't like being a villain. I don't like being that way or that target, but that's what it needs to be. That's what it's got to be. But that's not like who I want to be or who I am in any ways. But I don't think I turn myself into a villain. I feel like people turn me into a villain. And, that's part of it.
Yeah, I mean, at the time, because it was New York, and immediately, remember at the time in 21 when he shuts them down in five games? Oh, he's Reggie Miller, 2.0. You know, it's like he's like Steph Curry. Well, he's just Trae Young. You know, he's Trae Young. And after wasting 2 years of his prime, we're back on track now with a team that he trusts and he's having fun. And hopefully he sticks it to the Knicks and they're on their way to Vegas.
Right? I hope so. I do. Do you wish that he would embrace this?
Hey, embrace it in New York. If you come up there with a chip, he certainly had a chip and, you know, doing the ice tray thing and, you know, taking a bow. I love that. You know, I mean, and by the way, the Knicks, I don't think people remember just how the Knicks felt it was like the 80s all of a sudden. They're getting real physical then, so they're beating guys up. Remember, they're elbowing and this and that.
Yeah.
So I'd love to see him stick it to those Knicks. That'd be awesome.
I
didn't care about the stupid play-in tournament, this in-season tournament, until now my team made a run. And now it's fun.
It is fun. It's fun because they made it fun.
Yeah. That's a good time, wasn't it? Yeah.
They were upset. I don't care one way or the other. My thing is this. Mike, I think by embracing it, and he says he didn't like it because, listen, everybody wants to be liked. I think most people generally want to be liked. There are very few guys, Bill Laimbeer, who just don't give a damn, and whether you like me or not, this is who I am, and this is what I'm going to do, and I'm going to punch people in the face. Trey, on the other hand, I think, Mike, maybe his image might be enhanced a little bit. Listen, for all the crap we talk about Draymond Green, Draymond Green's kind of that guy, right? He's kind of the guy that's going to do something dirty and you kind of expect it. And we don't necessarily agree with it or like it, but it's brought a lot of attention to Draymond.
I mean, I think in the Knicks, because of the way he, you know, just put the dagger, the Hicks versus the Knicks, the way the Pacers beat them at the Garden right in front of Spike Lee, Reggie Miller kind of was that guy. Because, and Reggie's personality, he does make it easy sometimes to not, you know, he's a bit, acerbic. But in the case of, Draymond, there's only a few guys out there that are bad guys. Who's the fake tough guy from Memphis that
He's in Houston now.
Yeah, he's on a different team now. Yeah, Dylan Brooks. There's a lot of guys that want to be. Everybody wants to be Draymond Green, or they want to be that guy. But I don't think Trey wanted to be Reggie Miller. Like I said, he just wants to be Trey. He didn't want to be Steph Curry. He's not Steph Curry. He's his own dude. Well, and eventually the national media will pick up on that.
Well, listen, he hit a big shot the other night to beat the Lakers, right? They hits the three, and they beat the Lakers. And he did his ice tray thing. And, right. You know, that hasn't stopped. The problem is he hasn't had enough of those moments over the last few years to garner the attention he needs to be considered one of those guys. You guys do realize he's leading the league in assists. He's having a really good year. Now, the shooting numbers from a percentage standpoint are not where they need to be. But, Mike, like, that is the issue. Like, that game winner against the Lakers the other night, if he had more of those moments and then doing his thing, and, you know, and it, of course, that was at home, so everybody was going crazy. But, like, on the road, that's how you build this thing.
Yeah, and it certainly helps, and your team is actually, you know, viable when you're playing on those games. And I know that some folks, well, the Lakers aren't nothing special. Well, the Lakers are still over 500.
You can tell that. You can say that all you want. LeBron went off the other night. AD, Denver had 40.
I'm not saying that. I'm saying, you know, the haters out there. I mean, typical knuckleheads on social media. It was a huge atmosphere. We were there. It was a playoff-type atmosphere because it's the Lakers. They always bring the best out of everybody. You know, that's one of those things that, you know, LeBron fills seats and there was an edge. But this is a team that if he continues to play in these moments and they make a run of the playoffs, he gets back. He was building up to be one of the top five guys in the NBA, and then everything, the floor fell out because this team went nowhere. They went backwards, and then they didn't build on it, and then moves didn't work, and now we're back to kind of building up the mountain, right?
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.